Hi, I'm Dr. Mark Mulligan. I'm a professor of medicine and infectious diseases at Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia. And I work at the Hope Clinic of the Emory Vaccine Center, where we do translational vaccinology and immunology research. An Ebola vaccine, as well as Ebola treatments, are needed for prevention and treatment of Ebola. There are no licensed vaccines currently. In addition, having a biomedical intervention such as a vaccine for post-exposure use in healthcare providers who may have an accidental exposure such as a needle stick is a real need. The objective of this paper is to present a single case where a physician who was caring for patients with Ebola on an Ebola treatment ward in Sierra Leone and experienced an accidental needle stick was treated with post-exposure vaccination with an investigational Ebola vaccine, and we report that experience. The vaccine that we utilized was the recombinant vesicular stomatitis virus, or VSV, Ebola glycoprotein. The vaccine expresses from a single Ebola gene the key surface protein of the Ebola virus, the glycoprotein, which is an important target certainly for antibodies and likely for T cells as well. We therefore spoke with FDA, local IRBs, and ethics committees and obtained all the necessary regulatory approvals to provide this emergency care under an emergency IND. The patient was in West Africa at the time. We had early discussions. He was interested in vaccination. He was not interested in other experimental drugs that might have potentially been available. We covered the basics of what might be involved. And when he indicated that he'd like to proceed, we placed a dose of the vaccine on the jet that was leaving Atlanta, heading for Freetown, Sierra Leone. And as soon as the jet landed, the patient boarded. He gave his written informed consent to our nurse on the jet and was vaccinated. The jet departed and he headed back to the United States. On arrival in the United States, the patient was transported to the NIH campus for his hospitalization and ongoing care. After vaccination, the first thing that happened was that about 12 hours later, the patient developed a fever and some malaise. Subsequently, he developed a more significant fever, had chills, myalgia, malaise, some headache. These symptoms were moderate to severe, so it was a significant reaction induced, we think, by the vaccine. It was not unexpected. This is a live viral vector vaccine. It was given at a relatively high dose. These symptoms persisted for 3 to 4 days and resolved without any sequelae that we know of. At the same time, it was interesting, in looking in his blood, we found the vaccine virus in the blood for 2 to 3 days post-vaccination. In looking for evidence of actual Ebola infection, that was entirely negative. We performed RT-PCR, looking for Ebola virus nucleoprotein, Ebola virus VP40 protein genes, and these were negative. So we concluded from that that in all likelihood, the patient had not become infected with Ebola, thank goodness. The other thing that we measured in the patient were the immune responses. He had a very strong early innate immune response as evidenced by high levels of multiple cytokines in the blood. We also saw a strong early activation of T cells, plasma blasts, B cells that would go on and produce antibody. We also saw an antibody and adaptive T cell CD4 and CD8 response, which occurred a couple of weeks later after this strong early innate immune response. The patient was hospitalized for about a week, a little bit longer. At that point, his symptoms were entirely resolved. There was no detection of Ebola infection, and he was released and went home and completed his 21-day observation period at home. He's now back at work and 4 months later and is doing very well. I think what we have to say is that from a single individual, a single patient, we cannot learn anything about the safety or effectiveness of this vaccine in the post-exposure situation, as was the case here. Because we're at a time when it's important to garner all information available about Ebola vaccines, I think that the information here is interesting, with regard to the immunology and the clinical response to the vaccine. The vaccine virus itself can be present in the blood, and if PCR primers that only measure the Ebola envelope gene, the glycoprotein, are used, a false positive will occur. So it's important to use PCR primers that target genes in Ebola other than glycoprotein in a post-exposure setting where if this investigational vaccine is utilized. It would be great to have a clinical trial to study post-exposure vaccination for individuals who've had significant exposure to the Ebola vaccine. It also would be important to have the vaccine pre-positioned in areas of the world where healthcare workers and others are at ongoing risk through their occupational efforts of exposure to Ebola, so that in the context of a clinical trial, they might be rapidly offered the Ebola vaccine if they wanted to receive that as a post-exposure intervention.